Shalom to all. Today's office holding off memo. We're starting Lama Test on the base on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mim Sarabas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Shamash should have an Oliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hashem Lashem Harim, a person shechted for a mountain, meaning he's basically making the mountain into an Avodah Zarah, Lashem Gvais, or for hills, Lashem Yamim, for seas, Lashem Naharis, for rivers, Lashem Midbaris, for deserts, Shechitas Epsula, his Shechitas Pasol. The Mishnah continues, Mamma Rafa on top, Shnai Machzim Besakin, let's say two people are holding a knife, one's holding the handle, the other the blade, Veshechtin, and they're shechting together, Echel Lashem Echel Mikol Elu, one has Machshava for one of these things we just mentioned before. In the Mishnah, Bechel Hashem Davar Kasher, one's intention is for Davar Kasher, Shechitas Psula, his Shechitas Pasul. The Gemara's Medaik in the Mishnah, Psula in, Zivche Mesim Loi. The Shechitas Pasul, but it's not Zivche Mesim. Now, Zivche Mesim is what we call an animal that was shechted for Avodah Zarah and is actually considered a carbon or a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. It's called Zivche Mesim because it's Usur, just like a Mace is Usur. And so what Gemara's telling us is that this is not actually considered to Krebs of Avodah Kechavim, a carbon for Avodah Zarah. It's Pasul, but it's not Usur Ba'ana. As more of a mini, we have a Stira. We have a Brass that tells Beferosh, Hashachel Lashem Harim, somebody who shechs for mountains, Lashem Vice for hills, Lashem Naharis for rivers, Lashem Bars for deserts, Lashem Chamu Levana for the sun or the moon, Lashem Kachav Mazalis for the stars or constellations, Lashem Michal Asar Gadol for Michal, which is referring to the Malach Michal, the great sire, the great minister, Lashem Shilshal Katon for small worm, Hare it was Zivche Mesim, that is Zivche Mesim, so it's a clear steer to the Mishnah. Amar Abai explains, Lekasha, no stira, Hada Amar Lehar, Hada Amar Legadadahar. Our Mishnah is talking about where he was shechting it for the mountain itself, and his Brass is talking about where he was shechting it for the Gado, which is like the minister, the Malach, that's in charge of the Har, or one of these other things as well, and the difference is as follows. Based off of a pasuk, we learn that one is not able to make a piece of ground or something connected to the ground as Avodah Zarah. So if a person worships a mountain, it just simply doesn't work. It's not Avodah Zarah. Same thing with rivers and seas and stars and whatnot. It doesn't actually turn that thing into Avodah Zarah. And that's what Aramish is talking about. He's shechting to the mountain, trying to make the mountain Avodah Zarah. That doesn't work. Therefore, the shechita is just pasul, but it's not Zivche Mesim. As was in the Braisa, he was shechting it for the Malach, turning that into Avodah Zarah. That's something which is considered Zivche Mesim. And where do we see this Dekanami section? We do like that. Because the Braisa teaches Domi de Michal Sar HaGadol, all the cases are similar to Michal Sar HaGadol, and that speaks out Beferush Michal Sar HaGadol. So you see that he's shechting for the Sar, for the Malach, not for the thing itself, and that's why Zivche Mesim, Shma Mina, that's a good explanation of the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah. And we continue with a similar case. Amar Rav Huna says as follows: His friend's animal is crouching in front of Avodah Zarah, and he decided to shecht his friend's animal for Avodah Zarah. Now, Kimish Shachar Basimon Echad, once he shechted even just one simon, Asra, it's already Asr. Even though he didn't do a full shechita, he just did half of the shechita, and we're going to see in the Gemara later on that it's actually not referring to half of the shechita per se, even just a little bit of a cut asers it. But right now, we're still with the understanding that it has to be that he shechts one simen, that automatically asers his friend's animal. And we further clarify, Savar Laki Hada Amar Ula Amar Yechanan Rav Huna holds like what Ula said, B'shem Rav Yechanan, the Alf Bisha Amar Mashtachel Behemoth Chaveri Loi Asra, even though they said that if a person bows down to his friend's animal, he doesn't aser it because you can't aser something that belongs to somebody else. However, Asaba Maisa, if he did a Maisa to it, Asra, so then he does Asra it. Now the following is an important Nakuda. Everybody agrees that one is not able to Asra an animal as a Vizara unless a Maisa is done to it. It's very similar to what we had just explained previously about mountains and the like, that we're not able to make a mountain into a Vizara. However, the din is, if a person did a Maisa to it, such as dig a hole, and then worship it, so it would be Asra. And it would be the same with an animal, if a person does a Maisa to it, so it does Asra the animals of a Vizara. Now the Chiddush of Rav Huna is that one can even Asra somebody else's animal if he does a Maisa to it. And that's what the Gemara told us, that he's going with Shitas Ula, that if one bows down to his friend's animal, that doesn't aser it, but if he does a Maisa to it, it asers it. And we're going to discuss on Amud Beis what type of Maisa is necessary. Is it a Maisa Rabbah, a big Maisa, a full-fledged one, which would basically mean full Shchit over here, or is it just a Maisa Kol Shehu, the smallest Maisa, a tiny cut, and even that would aser it. But again, as we had said before, the Rav Huna requires one of the Simanim to be Shechted, and then that's going to aser it. However, now, Eser Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Eser Rav Huna, we have a Brass that seems to say not like this. What does the Brass tell us? Hashachet Chatos B'Shabbos B'Chot Lavoz Kechavim. If a person shechts a carbon chatos on Shabbos outside the base of Mikdash for Avodah Zarah, chayv shalosh chatos, he's chayv three chatos. That's because he was just over three surim, that if he would have done them b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares. So now that he did them b'shegeg, he's chayv a chatos. So what are those three surim? So it's shechting on Shabbos, that's an iser. They're shechting a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, and they're shechting for Avodah Zarah. So he's chayv three chatos. Now, v'i amrit, kim shashacha basimon echad asra, if you want to say that just shechting one simon already asers it as Avodah Zarah, so shchutei chutz lo chayv. He shouldn't be chayv for shchutei chutz in this case of the Braisa. Why is that? Is on top because mechatech ba'aferhu, it's just considered like he's cutting dirt. In other words, when he starts the shechita and he only shechted one simen, so based off what Rav Huna just said, that automatically makes it like a avodah zarah. Now it's not able to be brought as a carbon. So when he continues the shechita, he's not chai for shechutei chutz. He's not chai for shechting carbon outside the base of mikdash. It's not a valid carbon anymore because he already passled it as a avodah zarah before it even had the possibility of being a carbon. But again, this brayso says that he is chai for these three things. They all happen at the same time. Clearly, it's not like Rav Huna. So Amar Papa answers, chatos oif askinon. Over here, we're talking about a chatos oif, not just a regular chatos, but a bird chatos. And in that situation, everything's coming at the same time. We know that a chatos oif only requires malika of one of the simonim, so that would fit with Rav Huna said that when one simon is shechted, that already passes it for avodah zara. And if that's being done on Shabbos outside the Beis Hamikdash, so that one simon for the chatos oif is the chiyuv for all three things together, and so Rav Huna could be with the brayso. Ask more. Hold on, michti. Let's see. Rav Huna, k'man amar l'shmaitzei. Who was Rav Huna going like? Ka'ula. He was going like Ula. And v'ula ma'isa kol duhuka amar. Ula said that the only thing that's required is a tiny ma'isa, not a ma'isa of shechting a whole simon. Now let's explain this. If you look at lashon Ula on Amud Aleph, he doesn't actually say how much of a ma'isa needs to be done. His lashon simply is asa ba'ma'isa. If a ma'isa is done, so that asers it. So the question is, what type of ma'isa is that referring to? And we had mentioned that it's either referring to a ma'isa rabba, which would be a full fledged shechita, or a ma'isa kol duhu, which is just a tiny little cut, but nothing in the middle. And Rav Huna is going with Ula, so it can't be that Rav Huna actually requires one whole simon to be shechted, because that's right in the middle, that's in between the two extremes, and it has to be one of the extremes. And since Rav Huna himself said just one simon needs to be shechted, that's mashma that really he's going with a tzad of a kol dehu, that just a little bit of a ma'isa needs to be done, so we still have a problem. The b'raisa seems to be a question on Rav Huna. El rather, how do we understand the b'raisa? But Imer is referring to where the person had said, b'gemar zvicha hu avda, that only wants to be considered serving of a zara at the end of the shechita. So in that case, it could be only once he finishes shechting one simon, so that's considered shechting on Shabbos, ain't shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. And in this case, since he had made this tonight, the stipulation that it's only at the end, that's considered as avoda for avodah zara. So that's when we have these three chiyuvim kicking in at the same time. Asking Mar Yochi, if that's really so, then my iri chatos. Why does the Brisa specifically say chatos l'shamin on zevach? It could tell us the same din regarding any carbon. It could simply say if a person shechts any carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos for avodah zara, and he made a stipulation that he only wants to be considered being serving the avodah zara at the end of the shechting, so he's chai for three things at once. Why do we specifically have to say chatos? It must be the Brisa is looking for a case where he's shechting an animal that's not considered his, because a chatos for all intents and purposes is not considered his. It's for Hashem. He doesn't get any personal benefit from it. It's not like a shlamim where he gets to eat the meat. It goes to the kaihanim and Hashem. And that's how it could be, according to the Brisa at least, that all three chiyuvim are happening at the same time, because since the animal, for all intents and purposes, we just said, doesn't belong to him, so the only way he can become aser as avod zara is when a proper shechita happens, which is the same time the other chiyuvim kick in. Now, the reason why that's an issue with Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said that even when a person shechting an animal that's not his, all he has to do is a minimal ma'isa kol dehu, and that does count. So once again, how do Rav Huna explain this brisa? According to Rav Huna, it doesn't specifically have to say chatos, it could say any carbon. What are we talking about over here? It's a unique situation the brisa is referring to that would only apply to a chatos ha'if with just a little cut being done. What is that? For example, where half of the kana was already pagum, and we know from earlier in the Masechta that doesn't make the animal a treifa, it's still kosher because it's only half of the kana. And then what did he do? Vahisavel kol dehu gmarai. He added on just a little bit of a cut, and that completed it. That's considered a full-fledged shechita for all intents and purposes. And in this case, the kul b'hadi adadi ka'asyon, everything's coming all at the same time, and it's with a cut that's just a kol dehu. And so that's how the brisa could be going with Rav Huna. That's considered somebody else's animal because it's a chatos and it's not owned by him, and half of its kana was already pagum, so all that was required was a little bit of a cut. That's considered completing the shechita. So we have all three chiyuvim happening at the same time, and that's how it's able to work out. Now, Amar Papa probably continues saying, "E lav the Amar Rav Huna simon echad." If Rav Huna had not used lashon of simon echad, lo have a chatos tiyoftei. This brass of a carbon chatos would not have been a question on Rav Huna. Why is that? Because my ma'isa, what would the ma'isa of Ula have been referring to? We could have explained ma'isa rabba. Let's talk about a ma'isa rabba. The only reason why we had to explain that the ma'isa of Ula was talking about a tiny ma'isa kol dehu, is because Rav Huna, who's going in shitas Ula, he himself had said that only one simon needs to be shechted, which is mashma a small ma'isa, not a big ma'isa. But again, if Rav Huna would not have said that, if he wouldn't have said simon echad, so we could have just explained Ula to the opposite extreme that he requires a ma'isa rabba. And Amar Rav Papa also points out, Ilav Amar Rav Huna behemes chaveroi. If Rav Huna wouldn't have said that we're talking about somebody else's animal, lo have a chatos tiyoftei, this bris of chatos wouldn't have been a question on him either. My time, and why is that? Well, because zidei matzi asar, the chaver loy matzi asar. He's only able to asar his own thing. He can't asar his friend's thing. As that also wouldn't have been a question on Rav Huna. Ask the Gemara, hold on, pshita, that's obvious. What's the chiddush in that? Of course, you could only asar your own thing and not somebody else's. What's the chiddush in that? The answer is malatema. One might have thought to say that kimu dekani leil chapara, since a person does have some kinyan in this animal, which is a chatos, namely in regards to kapara, since he receives a kapara from this chatos, in a way that's considered like he has some sort of ownership in it, even though he doesn't physically benefit from it, he doesn't get to eat the meat like a shlamim, but he still has it for kapara purposes. So kedidei damya, you might have thought that it is considered his. Mashmal chiddush is that no. Now we're going to discuss a similar topic. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, Amri, all of them say, ain't adam oiser davar she'ain shaloi, a person is not able to ask for something that's not his, which means they all argue with Rav Huna and Ula that even when Ruvain does a physical act to Shimon's animal and he shechts it for avodah zara, it doesn't make a difference. He can't aser it because a person can't aser something which is not his. is. So we're asking a question from his very brisa that we've been discussing. Meisvei, the brisa says, Hashoch chatos b'shabbos b'chutz lavoyis kechavim chayv shalosh chatos chayv three chatos v'kminon. And how do we establish it? B'chatos ha'oif, that we're talking about a chatos ha'oif u'b'chatzi kana pagum, that half the kana was pagum, so all that had to be done was a little bit of a cut, and that cut completes the shechita. Mil all three chiyuvim happen at the same time. Now what's our diak from here? Time with the chatos ha'oifu dekul b'hadei dadi ka'asyon. The reason why this is possible is because we're talking about a chatos ha'oif that only has to have one of the simanim shechted, and again in our situation he only needed to make a tiny little cut. So it's here that all three of them were able to kick in at the same time. But we're talking about a regular carbon. That's not the case. Now, if a person is not able to ask for something that's not his, then my iri chatos oif. Why did the brass have to talk about chatos oif in the first place? Afilu chatos behema nami, even a chatos behema. Really, the gear says to take out the word chatos because it's not relevant to chatos. It just means another animal. In other words, the brass could have said the same thing, that we have three chiyuvim happening at the same time, and it didn't have to say chatos oif. It could have said behema, and that's because according to this shita, that a person's not able to ask for something that's not his, the only way these three chiyuvim would be able to happen at the same time is when he shechts the animal fully for avodah zarah, so all three chiyuvim are happening. He shechted the animal on Shabbos, and this is considered shechut eichot, shechting a carbon outside, and since he shechted the entire animal for avodah zarah, he's chayiv for serving avodah zarah. It's not that he asked that other person's animal, he didn't, but he still shechted an animal fully for avodah zarah, and so all three chiyuvim are happening at the same time. But since the braisa did not say that, rather, it stuck with the case of chatos ha'oif, it seems to be pretty clear that a person is able to ask for something that's not his. So the Gemara, not a raya, came into Kanyalei l'chapara, kiddi day damya, since he does own the animal in regards to the kapar that he's going to receive from it, like we mentioned previously, so it is considered like his animal, memela, even a small cut would aser it. That's why the Brisa was only able to say this case of three chiyuvim happening simultaneously with a chatos ha'oif that has chatzi kana pagum, that just one tiny little cut is a completion of the shechita in regards to Shabbos, shechut eichot, and avodah zarah. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss their shechita, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.